All right, listeners, are you ready for this? We're diving deep, and I mean deep, into Apple's newest iOS, iOS 18.
This isn't just an incremental update. No way. This is a full-on iPhone revolution, believe me.
We've got our hands on the Apple Japan webpage, fresh off the digital press, translated and ready to dissect. And trust me, there's a lot to unpack here. But don't worry, we're here to give you the shortcut to what matters.
Exactly. We're talking about the features that are going to actually change how you use your iPhone, not just what sounds cool on paper.
So what are we waiting for? Let's jump right in. Apple is really highlighting three big themes with iOS 18.
First up, it's all about making your iPhone truly yours. We're talking unprecedented levels of customization.
Customization, yes. And deeper connections. Think messaging, SharePlay, even knowing who's at your door before they ring the bell.
It's about bridging the gap between you and, well, everything. Your people, your information, your devices. Seamless integration.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting and maybe a little sci-fi.
Apple's calling it everyday magic.
Everyday magic, huh? Sounds intriguing, but also kind of vague. What does that even mean?
Well, think about those moments when you wish your phone could just anticipate your needs, you know? Like, almost had a mind of its own.
Okay, yeah, I've definitely been there.
With iOS 18, that's becoming a reality, but in a good way. This isn't about robots taking over the world.
Right, no robot overlords here.
It's about your iPhone, but with a serious dose of intelligence.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how are they actually making this everyday magic happen?
Apple's weaving its AI technology, and I mean, throughout the entire operating system. But, and this is key, they're doing it in a way that's actually helpful, intuitive, and user-focused.
So it's not just AI for the sake of AI. It's actually useful.
Exactly.
So we're back and ready to break down exactly how iOS 18 is bringing that everyday magic. Because, yeah, it sounds cool and all, but how's it actually going to work?
It all boils down to, like, this idea of personal context. Imagine, instead of AI that feels like generic one-size-fits-all, you've got an iPhone that's learning your habits.
Okay, so it's not just about making Siri sound smarter. It's about Siri being smarter, specifically for me.
Exactly. Like, imagine this. You're prepping for, say, a huge presentation, right?
Yeah.
And you've got, like, a mountain of articles to read.
Been there, done that. Information overload is real.
Tell me about it. But now, with iOS 18, you can just ask your phone, hey, summarize the key takeaways from all this. No more getting lost in the weeds.
Okay, that is seriously cool, especially for someone like me who wants to be informed but doesn't have hours to spend on research. But it's not all just about reading and digesting information, right? What about visuals?
Ah, see, you're thinking like a true iOS 18 user already. Yeah, we're becoming more and more visual.
Totally. A picture's worth 1,000 words, right?
Exactly. So iOS 18 is going all in on visual expression, too. Think, like, AI-powered image generation. Imagine whipping up these amazing graphics for your presentations, social media, whatever, all with the help of your phone.
Wow, unleashing everyone's inner artist. I love it. And hey, speaking of visuals, Memoji, those are getting a serious glow-up, am I right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just about customizing how they look anymore. Now they can actually react to your messages, like, in real time, with this whole library of expressions and animations.
Wait, seriously? Like, they can be as sassy as I am through text?
Pretty much, yeah. It really does make a difference, like, leading those little nuances in communication.
Sure. And speaking of communication, we got to talk about Siri, you know, the OG AI assistant.
Yeah.
But, honestly, sometimes it feels less like an assistant and more like...
a frustration.
Exactly. Like, how many times have we all yelled, Siri, you're not listening?
Too many times to count. But good news is, Siri's getting a massive brain boost in iOS 18.
About time. So, what... they've, like, finally taught it to understand sarcasm?
Well, maybe not sarcasm, but definitely context. Like, you won't have to keep repeating yourself or rephrasing your requests a million times.
Finally. It's like Siri finally learned to speak our language. Speaking of which, let's talk about iOS 18 speaking the language of customization. Because, let's be real, we all love to make our phones our own.
Absolutely. And with this update, Apple is basically handing you the keys to the kingdom. Want to rearrange your app icons, like, anywhere on the screen? Go for it.
Wait, for real. No more being stuck in that rigid grid.
Gone. It's all about freedom and flexibility. Place icons wherever you want, create custom groupings, even tweak the transparency to match your wallpaper perfectly.
Okay, so picture this. You've got that stunning sunset wallpaper you love, right? But now, instead of your app icons cluttering it all up, they're subtly arranged, like, along the bottom edge.
It's all about you, your aesthetic, your way. And on that note, they're introducing this cool feature called locked hidden apps.
Ooh, okay, so this is for when you want to keep certain things, shall we say, discreet.
Exactly. It's not about being shady. It's about having that option to safeguard sensitive info, especially if you share your phone with others.
Makes sense. Like, let's say you've got a work email app with confidential stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can lock that down tight, requiring Face ID, Touch ID, whatever.
Yep. And here's the best part. You can even make it so that app doesn't show up in search results or notifications like it never even existed.
Talk about stealth mode. But don't worry, they haven't forgotten about those of us who live for a clean, organized home screen.
Oh, yeah. The control center is getting a serious makeover.
About time. So what's new? Spill the tea.
They've streamlined everything, made it even faster, more intuitive. And of course, you can customize it to your heart's content, add the controls you actually use.
Music to my ears. Okay, but now let's talk about another area where things can get a little, shall we say, cluttered.
You talk about those photo libraries.
Ding, ding, ding. Seriously, who hasn't lost a great photo in the abyss of their camera roll?
It's a real struggle. But don't worry, iOS 18 to the rescue. The Photos app is getting a major glow up.
Okay, so not just like a new coat of paint. We're talking a full-on renovation.
Oh, yeah. Think of it like going from a messy storage room to a beautifully organized gallery.
I love it. So how's it work?
Imagine you're looking for that amazing photo from your trip to, I don't know, Japan. Instead of scrolling through months of photos, collections will automatically sort everything by themes, trips, holidays, even like people and pets.
Hold on. It can recognize my cat. That's amazing.
Pretty much. It's like having your own personal photo assistant. And of course, you can always customize things, make your own albums, even pin your fave photos for quick access.
Okay, seriously impressive. But I have a feeling we've only scratched the surface here. There's so much more to uncover.
Oh, absolutely. Get ready for a rapid fire round of features that'll have you saying, how did I live without this?
Okay, are you ready for this? Because I'm about to blow your mind with this next one.
Go for it.
Messages.
Oh, yeah.
Is getting so much more fun.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
No more boring text bubbles, my friend.
What, like they're going to be square now or something?
No, I'm talking, like, imagine sending a message and it, like, slams onto the screen for emphasis.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe your message, like, whispers across the screen, super subtle.
You're kidding. That's genius.
Right. And those tap-back reactions we all know and love?
Yeah.
Get ready for an explosion of options.
Wait, seriously, more than a thumbs up and a heart?
So many more. Think N-E-N-Y emoji. Any emoji you can think of, you can tap back with.
Okay, that is a game changer.
Right. Oh, and get this, picture this. You send a really heartfelt message.
Yeah, yeah.
And your friend, instead of just reacting with, like, a heart, they react with their emoji. It's like their emoji giving a chef's kiss.
Oh, my God, stop. That's amazing.
Right.
That's incredible.
So much personality.
It's the little thing.
It is the little thing.
That makes such a difference, for sure.
And, like, how we communicate.
Right. And speaking of communication, have you ever been, like, scrolling through a website looking for a specific piece of info? It's like, where is it? Oh, all the time. You're telling me they fixed that?
They did. Imagine Safari is, like, your own little research assistant.
Okay.
And it can highlight the important stuff for you.
It can do that.
It can. Addresses, phone numbers, dates, you name it.
Shut. Oh.
I'm serious. No more, like, endless scrolling, no more copying and pasting.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
It's the little things, but they make a big difference.
They really do. Man, Apple really thought of everything this time.
They did. Now, what about those of us who love to, you know, actually go outside and explore?
Oh, you know me so well.
Maps, my friend, maps.
Hit me.
They're adding these super detailed topographic maps.
Ooh,
topographic, like you can see every hill, every valley, all that good stuff.
Nice.
Get this. You can create your own hiking routes right on your phone.
Get out.
I'm serious. And it'll, like, factor in elevation gain.
Oh, wow.
Points of interest, all that.
That's incredible.
It's like having a virtual park ranger in your pocket.
I love it. You know what else I love?
What's that?
When companies, like, remember that sometimes we need a break?
Yes.
Like, from our phones.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know, a little digital detox.
Yes.
How many times have you sent a text message and then, like, immediately regretted it?
Oh, way too many times.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
Well, no more.
Wait, seriously.
They have a new feature.
Yeah.
It's called scheduled sends.
Okay.
You write your message whenever.
Yeah.
But you can schedule it to send later.
Okay. So, like, if I'm feeling little spicy at midnight, I can schedule it for the morning.
Exactly. No more late night regrets.
Game changer. See, it's those little
It's
things
the little
that
things.
make such a big difference.
I know. They make you feel like they're actually looking out for you.
Right. Speaking of looking out for you, let's talk about privacy.
Yes, because that's what Apple's really good at.
They are. And honestly, it's more important than ever these days.
Could not agree more.
So one of the things I love is how they're giving you even more control over how you share your contacts.
Okay, because that always felt a little invasive, you know?
Right. Like, why does this random app need to see my entire contact list?
Exactly.
So now you're in the driver's seat. You choose which contacts an app can access.
Okay, I like that. Like,
Yeah.
need to know basis,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
Control is good.
Control is good. And you know what else is good?
What's that?
Not having your Bluetooth spied on.
Oh, yeah, that's always the concern.
It is. So iOS 18 is beefing up its Bluetooth privacy measures.
Okay, good, good.
So you can connect to your headphones, your car, whatever,
Right.
without worrying about random devices snooping on your data.
That's reassuring.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I think that's a good place to maybe start to wrap things up.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
We've covered so much ground today. We've talked about making your iPhone yours with all the cool customization.
Right, and those AI features that are actually helpful.
Yes. And of course, you can't forget about privacy.
Always a priority.
Always a priority. But I think the biggest takeaway here, at least for me, is that iOS 18 is more than just a bunch of new features. You know?
It really feels like a whole new way of experiencing your iPhone.
Exactly. Like they're actually thinking about how we use our phones and how to make our lives easier and better and more fun.
And how to give us back control over our digital lives.
Yes, all of that. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
So, as always, we want to hear from you. Head over to our website, check out the show notes, let us know what you're most excited about.
Yeah, what are you going to customize first?
Yes. And until next time, keep those curiosity engines running, and we'll catch you on the flip side for another deep dive into the world of tech.